For News Talk 1510 and 1580 AM, my name is Keith Gosted. In more Scott Walker news, the former governor will become an honorary chair of the Wisconsin-based Institute for Reforming Government. A statement on the nonprofit group's website says it, quote, seeks to simplify government at every level by offering policy solutions to thought leaders in American government in the area of tax reform, government inefficiency, and burdensome regulations, end quote. Freightert South has hired cardiothoracic surgeon Christopher Stone, this despite a pending investigation alleging examples of substandard care, including unnecessary surgery. Democratic candidate for president Julian Castro was in town on Saturday. The former San Antonio mayor spoke to donors at the Democratic Party Founders Day dinner at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. And a man working at the BMW dealership in Glendale was charged with 3 felony counts of capturing intimate representation without consent when it was discovered he had installed cameras in the women's bathroom at the dealership. The Whammy Awards were handed out yesterday to Wisconsin musicians. Lex Allen won Artist of the Year. Amanda Huff's song Only in Dreams won Song of the Year. Other winners include Buffalo Gospel taking home Best Country Artist, Extra Crispy Brass Band winning Big Band, and Zed Kenzo won Best Hip Hop, and in a surprise win, polka hip hop group November Criminals won Best Polka Band. Official snow totals around the state of Wisconsin are in. Milwaukee yesterday got 3.1 inches. Union Grove, Wisconsin received 9 inches of snow. Good news is most of that snow is due to melt today. High of 49 in Milwaukee and 56 in Madison. Overnight lows in the low 40s. Chance of rain after midnight in Milwaukee. Tuesday, high of 52 with rain in the morning in Milwaukee and 66 in Madison. Wednesday, thunderstorms with highs in the mid-50s. For News Talk 1580 and 1510 AM, my name is Keith Gosted.